AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The focus now in Chattanooga, Tennessee, is a motive for the shootings yesterday at military sites that left four Marines and the gunman dead. Mohammed Yusuf Abdulaziz is the gunman. A federal law enforcement official says there's no evidence uncovered that he was directly influenced by the Islamic State. Meantime, the top general in the Army wants a security review at recruiting and reserve centers. Here's AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani.
We know there's some vulnerability there, obviously.
General Ray Odierno says recruiting and reserve centers must be accessible to the public.
We are out there with the population, and that's where we have to be.
And while the Army will look at ways of better protecting those centers, it's too early to say whether troops manning them should be armed.
My initial thought on that is, does that cause more problems than it solves?
Telling reporters here there are legal issues with allowing soldiers at those centers to carry guns. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Michelle Blair was sentenced to life in prison in Detroit for killing two of her four children and storing the bodies in a home freezer. Judge Dana Hathaway talked to Blair about what could have been for those two children.
We reaffirm our...
The greatest tragedy here is that they will never know what a life is like without experiencing fearing their mother. They will never know the joy of what could have been in their life without having you in it.
Her attorney said Blair was abused as a child, had little education, and then had her own children. There's a search going on in northern Maine for a gunman in a stolen logging truck. Four people were shot overnight in three different communities north of Bangor. There's no immediate word on their condition. Gas prices went up last month, pushing inflation to its highest level this year. It raises the likelihood the Fed will soon raise a key interest rate. Wall Street stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 74 points. This is AP Radio News. 1 year ago today, Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 was shot down over eastern Ukraine. 298 people were killed. That includes 38 Australian citizens and permanent residents. Australian Parliament House Chaplain Reverend Peter Rose spoke at a memorial service.
We reaffirm our desire for the perpetrators to be held to account. We reaffirm our determination that Australians will travel as confidently as any other free people as they roam the world.
Prime Minister Tony Abbott unveiled a permanent memorial to the Australian victims. The Mexican government is confirming the U.S. filed an extradition request for notorious drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman about 2 weeks before his escape. Guzman sneaked out of prison last weekend and has not been found. Guzman faces charges in the U.S. of conspiracy to import and distribute cocaine. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.